And I'd like to welcome Linda Frank to Howl. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'll just introduce you to our readers, our listeners. Linda Frank was born in Montreal and now lives in Hamilton, Ontario. She has written three books of poetry, Cobalt Moon Embrace, Insomni Blues, and Kalo, The World Split Open, which was shortlisted for the Pat Lowther Award. She is a past winner of the Banff Center's Bliss Carman Poetry Award and has been shortlisted for the National Magazine Awards. And this book is called Divided, and I'll just read from the blurb on the back of the book. Looking deeply into humanity's interactions with the animal world, Linda Frank considers our fascination with and fear of nature, as well as our exploitation of all species. These poems catalog not only the beautiful and sometimes deadly complexity of our natural world, but investigate the ways we have sought to understand it, highlighting the struggle of women scientists to push past misogyny. In these poems, Nabokov's butterflies live on beside flea circuses, and von Frisch's bees are as detailed as the habits of the jewel wasp. This is a collection written with a botanist's eye and a scientist's attention to cause and effect, both a lament and passion to a world that is vanishing. That's a great blurb on the back. It's divided into four parts, and I guess the first part is about the different, bugs, butterflies, insects, and are you a botanist?
No, actually, it turns out I'm not a botanist, and I'm not a scientist, a social scientist, but not a, I have had quite a love of biology. Had things gone differently, it may have been a direction I would have gone in, but that is not where I went. But yes, the first section is the book began really as an exploration of insects, actually, because I have quite a fascination with insects. But pretty soon it branched out, as you can see in the poems, to other animals and other natural life, for sure.
And there's a section for scientists.
Right, because one of the divisions that I explored really was the division between men and women in science. So these poems are about scientists from the turn of the century onwards, and women mostly. There are men in here as well, but a lot of women that I explored as another divide in the book.
Yeah, to show. I remember as a kid growing up, I always, wondered in history, why, where are all the women?
Yeah.
Turns out they were there.
It turns out they really were, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, they were busy doing something else, and that might be true too, but there were definitely women.
Yeah.
Women doing science, sure.
Yeah.
So you have a fascination with insects. They're the most common creature. I don't know.
Well, my fascination started because I think they're very beautiful. And and when I started to do, I'm kind of a research nerd, so I started to research about insects. And the more I read about them, the more fascinating they were. But also, as I told people I was doing this, people's reaction was, ew, because most people don't love insects. So that was sort of interesting to me, and it began this idea that I had that, we have this big, we really are standing on the border of our natural history and an unnatural future. Insects are part of it, but you can see in the book I do look at other, other creatures as well. And so, the book just expanded out from insects to other, to the rest of the animal world, including humans.
So it must have been fascinating to research.
Yeah, it was really fun. It really, really was fun to do the research. I kind of miss it now. I was looking at a book on termites the other day, and I thought, oh, I didn't include termites.
Next book,
yeah.
Yeah, termites. Yeah, there are flying mantis. What's a jewel wasp?
It's a kind of wasp, actually. It's a particular kind of wasp, and there's been quite a bit of fascination with that poem. oddly to me, mostly by men, but it is a particular wasp that lives off cockroaches.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's what the poem's about, how she, you know, the female jewel wasp will lay her eggs on a cockroach and sort of lure him to her den.
Would you like to read that one?
Pardon?
Would you like to read that poem?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Jewel wasp. She delivers her first sting into his midsection and his front legs buckle. The blood-red thighs of her second and third pair of legs flash her beauty. She twists her metallic emerald body around him, glitters with captured light, wrestles her way to his head, slips her stinger through his exoskeleton, injects her venom directly into his brain, probing until she reaches the sweet spot. She hijacks his will to move, pulls on his antenna, leads him back to her burrow like a dog on a leash. She needs his cockroach life, will lay her white egg on his live abdomen, block the exit from her den with pebbles. He can only lie there while her larva hatches, watch it chew a hole in his side and consume his internal organs one by one to keep him alive the longest.
Ooh.
I know. I mean, you know, you read that, how are you not going to write a poem about that, right?
Really? Yeah, it's got so many parts to it.
Yeah, there is. And, yeah.
So the second one is, I guess, night migration. So it's
the second section, you mean, yeah?
The second section.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was night migration. It was something one about something that they didn't know until they brought in a camera.
That they didn't know until they brought in a camera?
Yeah, a night camera. What was?
Maybe you're thinking of, you may be thinking about the poem that I wrote about the woman who mapped the bottom of the ocean. And that would be in the third section,
oh,
and
the third
Crack
section.
In the World, where she had mapped the bottom of the ocean and no one believed her. None of the men believed her until Cousteau dragged a camera across the bottom of the ocean and he actually documented what she already
That's
had said. Yeah, that may have been the one, yeah.
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 What's that one?
It's called A Crack in the World, and that one's in the third section, actually.
Would you like to read that one?
I can, if I can. Okay, hold on. It's kind of long. A bit long, you sure?
Well.
Okay, yeah. We'll go.
Okay.
A Crack in the World. Same old story. Women not allowed. So it was Bruce who boarded the ships, collected sounding data, and I drew the maps, the topography of the ocean floor. The bottom of the sea, a jigsaw puzzle, I fit together latitude by longitude, the ocean no longer a flat blue on the map of the world. I plotted, drew, checked, rechecked, and I discovered a rift valley along the floor of the Atlantic, a 40,000-mile ridge that extended through all the oceans on Earth. Continental drift, a crack in the world. Scientific heresy, Bruce said, girl talk, though I knew the rift was real, formed from where new material pushed up from deep inside the Earth, split the ridges in two, pushed the sides apart. No one believed in continental drift. Pen, ink, rulers, I kept drawing maps to show them a picture of the rift valley. I let them argue till Cousteau crossed the Atlantic in the Calypso, towing a movie camera on a sled along the ocean floor. Then the boys finally let me onto the boat. I was the one who found that rift valley. You could only do that once. You couldn't find anything bigger than that. Not on this planet.
Thank you. You're listening to Linda Frank read from her book called Divided. And I love the cover art.
Yeah, isn't it gorgeous?
It's gorgeous.
I know.
Is it from a painting?
I think it's actually somebody did draw it from some kind of painting that they found in a book. And I've been looking for that book, actually. So it does come from a book called Insects Abroad by J.G. Wood. But she did such a gorgeous job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It really is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And how did you publish with James Street North Books?
Well, it's Woolsack and Wynn, my last three books were with an Ottawa publisher who ceased to publish. Wow. So I started looking for a new publisher, and luckily for me, I, you know, had a winner with, well, Second Wind. They're wonderful to work with.
Yeah, they do beautiful
books. They do. They really do.
And have you got some readings coming up?
I do. So I have a reading in Hamilton, actually, on October the 10th at Epic Books. And I'm actually reading at the Art Bar in Toronto on October the 16th.
And that's really not that far away.
It is not that far away. So come out.
Come out, yeah. And do you have a website?
I do. It's lindafrank.ca. So all my events are posted there and my reviews and find out all sorts of information. So, yeah.
Well, good luck to you. And
thank you.
Thanks for writing this book. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
All the best to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.